Welcome back to Farm Talk. Music Farm Director Eric Johnson back in studio today. 2 days at Minnesota Farm Fest is enough. Besides, it's going to be like 90 there today. I'm like, oh, I think I got to get home. So we do have the some of the sights and sounds of Minnesota Farm Fest, some of the panel discussions they had going on. Plus, we also got a chance to hear from the Undersecretary of Agriculture, Stefan Vaden. He had some interesting things to talk about and what they're working on with the USDA, and we'll have that coming up at 2:49. We've also got Wade Webster going to talk some soybeans with us, disease, different things like that. That'll be coming up at 2:09 for an NDSU segment. Darrell Richardson, got to talk weather. There might be some serious weather coming our way again. And I'm just saying, but the tornado chases are back, and we have a decent chance for some severe weather tonight. Target looks like kind of the Fargo-Moorhead area and a bit to the west. So we'll see how that plays out. But I do know that one of the elite tornado chasers, Reed Timmerman, yeah, he's about six blocks away from me. He took a photo over at Kroll's Diner. So hopefully all you will get is some Nephila soup in North Dakota today. But we'll see how it plays out. All right, let's head out to the west and bring in Monica Federer. She is the extension agent from Kidder County. And I would imagine you want these storms to stay away from you as well tonight, I would bet.
Yeah. We had enough excitement in June with that bad storm. I think somebody else can have it.
Storm chasers weren't that far away from you, were they? Because you're not that far away from Bismarck. They were kind of all out in that central area.
Yeah, they weren't. We had some pretty serious 90-mile-an-hour wind and a lot of trees down. Some farmers lost some buildings and windbreak and things like that.
You guys had the second wave, right? Or did you get that from the first wave? I think you had more of the derecho. Bad weather?
Yeah, we were in the derecho, yeah.
Okay. That was worse, I think. Maybe, maybe not. I guess we're more widespread would be maybe the fairer term. So when you go around Kidder County, was it pretty widespread or was it kind of selective where the heavy damage was done?
We had trees down kind of everywhere and you know, some tin loss on barns and stuff, but the Highway 36 corridor in the northern part of the county, kind of from Tuttle all the way to the Stutzman County line, that's where the worst part of it was, and that's kind of where it went through.
Okay. Was it crop loss there, or was it just infrastructure loss, or both?
There was a little bit of crop loss. Soybeans were kind of freshly planted, and with some of that rain and wind, they got washed out a little bit. But overall crop loss wasn't too terrible. It was mostly infrastructure and trees.
Okay. I'm guessing you don't need rain. You're probably going to get some tonight, but we'll see. Do you need rain right now? Are you okay?
Yeah, we're pretty wet still. Okay. The northern part of the county has received less, but they've still been getting shots of rain in every one of these storms. Some of the other parts of the county have received more, but it's pretty hard to get hay up right now when it rains every other day and the humidity is, you know, 95%.
And the possibility of severe weather, I would take a hard pass at least today.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody else can enjoy that weather for a change. All right. What are we looking at in the county as far as crops at the finish line here? Well, not yet, but are we behind schedule? Are we on schedule, or is the corn looking good? Can you give us a play-by-play of that?
Yeah, small grain harvest is probably getting a little behind just because it's so wet and the guys aren't able to combine. But most of the wheat is coloring, pretty much all colored, very close to the finish line of being combined. There's some winter wheat that's been harvested already. Oats has been cut. Soybeans are looking awesome this year because, well, we keep having rain.
Yeah. Yeah, you know.
That's at least a plus.
As far as the soybeans, did they look tall, though? I mean, the soybeans I saw earlier, not to say that they aren't tall, but they look like they're stunted. They're smaller. But green, very green. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. It depends on the field, and it really depends on when they were planted. Some of the earlier ones did get a little stunted just because the ground wasn't warm enough. But there was kind of a sweet spot of when they got planted, and those ones look really, really good, and they are tall, and they are starting to bloom.
Okay. One thing that has really started to pop up is the bugs. Are you hearing much for, like, aphids or anything like that? They've really seemed to have parachuted as of late.
Yeah, we do have soybean aphids, but the populations are really low. We're talking only 1 to 2 per plant.
Okay.
And the threshold is 250 per plant. So we're far away from it damaging any crops.
Okay. That's not the case everywhere.
Yeah,
you probably have heard because basically the extension agents, you guys talk, is that once a week or how often do you guys talk as like a group?
We have various different meetings, kind of all the time.
Okay.
Like today we had our, North Dakota Ag Disaster meeting, which is every other week. So we just talk about weather and, fire risk and, if there's any animal disease and stuff like that. But we have crop calls every week as well. And those are by, region. So ours comes out of Carrington.
Gotcha. Monica, I believe your fair is done. State fair is done. So are you kicking up the heels a little bit, or are you going out and helping harvest? Or what are you doing with all this spare time you have now? I'm just teasing.
Yeah, our fair is over, so that's a sigh of relief. But we're just working on fall stuff now, planning awards banquet, planning some fall programs. We got statewide extension meetings coming up in the fall and into the winter. So never a dull moment.
How did the fair season turn out for you? A lot of kids participating?
Yeah, this was the biggest year we've had since, I think, the 90s. I had 105 kids in my tiny little county of Kidder. Lots of animals, lots of rabbits, chickens, beef, of course. We sent 133 statics to the state fair, so that was good.
That is awesome. That's great numbers out of Kidder County, so good to see. But you have been obviously busy with, I'm assuming you got helpers along the way. I would like to believe you get helpers. It isn't just you, is it? I better look down the list.
Right. Yeah, our fair takes an army pretty much to put together. So I have really good 4-H members and parents and helpers that help run the shows, because I definitely couldn't do it by myself. I need like 10 of me to make that happen.
Let me see what else I want to ask you about. Oh, test kits. Do you still have some for the herbicide resistance, or is that too late now?
No, I have test kits, and actually I just did some crop scouting the other day, and we sent some more off. But yeah, I have test kits for herbicide resistance for kochia, water hemp, and then they're still kind of looking for some wild oats and foxtail barley, just doing some preliminary testing on them. And then we also have soybean cyst nematode testing kits in our office as well.
Okay, very good. Monica, we appreciate you popping on, and I'm not sure if we'll catch up with you later this at some point. We'll catch up with you just to see how the year wrapped up, but appreciate the time. And you would, what would you say? Things are going pretty good. We don't need a storm tonight, so pretty good, like a B maybe for the crops.
Yeah, I mean, if we don't have a storm, we'll be good.
Yeah.
A minus B.
Somewhere in that area. All right, Monica, thank you so much for your time. We'll talk to you again soon.